6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
No. That's the last thing it is. It is not 8:54. The actual time, my friends, where you live, where I live, where everybody in the world lives, is 1930 UTC. That's the beauty of UTC. 1930, that's our favorite UTC time, too. Why? Because, ding. It's time for the Dubious Goals Committee, starring your chairman,
Tobe.
Yeah, that's me. I'm Tobe. Hello. Welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee, especially any new listeners. If you are new to the committee, if you are a new committee member and you have not yet been assigned to a subcommittee, you are currently on the Dubious Listening Subcommittee. That's the committee you belong to, the subcommittee that you belong to at this moment. Other subcommittees that are active at this moment are the Dubious Tea Pouring Subcommittee. Oh, and they did such a good job. And then, of course, we have to turn the floor over to the Dubious Tea Drinking Subcommittee, of which I am also the chairman, so that I can drink this tea. Oh, that's good. What are we drinking today? Oh, it's delicious. What are we drinking today? Che Guanyin. Yes. We are drinking the Dubious Iron Goddess of Mercy Subcommittee Tea. Oh, boy. It's going to be one of those days, isn't it? Yeah, we kind of got a weird day going on today. It's a little bit strange. The weather outdoors is peculiar. It's very windy. It's sunny, but it's a lot colder than it has been. And I was very confused by this until I turned on the weather channel to find out there's a big snowstorm in Colorado and Wyoming right now. And so, I don't know, we're getting some sort of weird leftover weather from that. And it's making everything very windy. So I guess we're not going outside today. I don't know. Yeah, no, I wanted to go out and find some golf balls, do some stuff, and try to throw all the Eurorack enthusiasts off my trail, but apparently that's not going to happen. And I should also take this time to mention that I still haven't tried a cheesecake chimichanga. That might seem like a non sequitur, but regular committee members know what I'm talking about. And yeah, I'm kind of disappointed in myself, but not really. Yeah, it's hard to explain. I have this curiosity, but then again, I have this sort of guarded concern. Cheesecake chimichanga. That seems like something I shouldn't be eating. That seems like that's loaded with something I shouldn't be eating, like lactose or something, but I don't know. Just the concept, cheesecake chimichanga. Wow, I don't know where to go with that. Okay, what was that sound? I just heard something weird in the other room. We better go check it out. So let me grab this stuff. Oh, that reminds me. I gotta tell you what happened last night. Something funny happened last night. And I think something funny might be happening now. Oh, there's nobody out here. Huh. Why do I think that the cat's up to some weird business again right now? Let's go find out. Doo-doo-doo, we'll walk into the room, and who's this? Hello? Hello, sleepy hiccup baby. Do you want to do some kitty business? Yeah, okay, we got to do some kitty business. Okay, so last night, this happened at 1 o'clock, 1 a.m. I was just sitting over here, drinking some tea. Look out. I was just drinking some tea. Pippa, look out. You're not in the right place. There you go. And the cat... Hi. All right, now we got to do some kitty business. Yeah, I was just sitting here, and the cat walked into the bathroom, like she always does, and she had a drink or a snack or something, because her food bowls are in there. And then suddenly there was sort of a weird sound of fatum, fatum, blang, blang, blang. And I thought, what was that weird sound? I looked over, and the cat had jumped up onto... the washer and dryer. Not unusual. I thought that was weird. She must have jumped on top and then slipped. Because she did something weird. A weird scramble. Oh, and then I remembered, no, I left the washing machine open. I have a top-loading washing machine. And I let the lid open. Because at some point yesterday evening, oh, I was eating. I got tomato sauce on my shirt. And I thought, okay, might as well throw it in the laundry. So I opened up the washing machine, and I thought, okay, what else can I wash? And being as I just did laundry on Sunday, I didn't have much of anything to wash. Just my black pants that have mud all over them from going into the creek. And another shirt. And like three pairs of socks. And I'm like, this is not a whole load of laundry. Yeah, I gotta find some more laundry. And I never did find any more laundry, because I washed everything Sunday. I washed my towels, I washed my blankets. So, yeah, basically what tried to happen is my cat tried to jump up onto the washing machine while the lid was open. And I have a feeling she sort of went halfway in, but somehow kind of managed to recover.
Yes, that was you. That was you last night, you crazy Dinkins.
Oh, so that was funny. And then about 15 minutes later, she was still walking around and checking it out and having a good time. And I thought, okay, well, here, I'll show you. See, the lid is open. And I started to close the lid. And then she went, meow, meow, no, keep it open. And I'm like, yeah, okay. So I left the lid open. So she hung around just looking into the washing machine for about an hour and then decided to go upstairs to take another nap. And so here we are. And this is why I had such a goofy morning. I woke up way too early, and I could not go back to sleep. What woke me up? Now, I know a lot of the committee members are probably saying, oh, probably more construction, because there's been so much construction out in front of my house, and the street is broken, and et cetera, et cetera. No. No. Do you know what woke me up at the ungodly hour of 9 a.m. this morning? If you guessed my cat, yeah, you were right, but it wasn't my cat jumping on me or wanting to play or do anything like that. No. It was my cat who was sleeping on my hair again. So, you know, she's right up against my head. And my cat had the hiccups. I don't know if she was sleeping and had the hiccups. I mean, can you actually sleep while you have the hiccups? Yeah, but here's my cat in the middle of the night. You know, about every 5 seconds. And of course, you would probably never notice this, unless it was the middle of the night and it's super quiet and the cat is sleeping on your hair, so she's pretty much right next to your head. Oh my God, that went on for 20 minutes and I could not go back to sleep. Oh, so I had this weird choppy morning. And yeah, okay, I'm fine now. Except... tired. I think I'll sleep this afternoon for a little while. I'll have a 1.5 hour nap. Everything will be good. I also need to figure out the importance of keeping a golf ball clean. Is that important at all when it comes to quality of play? the game itself, is there any importance to that?
Keeping a ball clean is essential in improving play and enjoying a great round of golf.
Oh, I see.
The R&R Products Grand Ball Washer delivers an elegant design while scrubbing the toughest soil from golf balls.
The toughest?
Let's take a look at the many features that make the Grand Golf Ball Washer an asset on any course.
Yes, features.
The handsome body design is a clean, logo-free design.
Logo-free!
The unique integrated collar design provides an appealing washer to mounting tube transition.
Appealing transition.
The die-cast aluminum body is protected with a durable, hard anodized coating to prevent
anodized coating.
All ball washers are power coat painted in a rainbow of beautiful colors. The high-performance internal spiral brush provides superior cleaning.
It's so high-performance.
The carabiner hook securely holds
that's
the towel
not a
and
carabiner.
Helps to prevent theft.
That's a quick link.
A teardrop overflow drain design prevents unsightly residue stains.
Yeah.
Order your Grand Ball Washer.
You know, I'm beginning to think that I could design a better golf ball washer. I'm sure there's a lot of people who say that. I mean, for centuries, people have been saying that they've invented a better mousetrap. But how far have we gotten on golf ball washing technology? It doesn't seem like we've gotten far. I mean, this, you know, Grand Ball Washer, how grand is it exactly? I mean, this functions just like all the other golf ball washers I've ever seen in my life. And I've seen a bunch. But, you know, it's weird, I haven't seen any lately. And, kind of starting to have that. Well, we can't do it today, though. The wind is blowing and being weird. Yeah, I think I want to go out and take pictures of golf ball washers. Is that weird? I mean, don't get me wrong. This seems like perfectly reasonable behavior to me, but who am I to judge, you know, rational behavior? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I thought you might. So you might have figured out that we've got the old synth out today. And that's because I had it out last night. And I was working on the thing. You know, the thing that we sort of were messing with yesterday. I've got a drum beat. It sounds like this. Okay, so that's fun. And I had to spend a lot of time trying to figure out what I was going to do with this. And what I did with it was add a bass line, which is what we were sort of trying to do yesterday, but yeah. And I'm not kidding, I must have worked on this for half an hour. I was messing around with it and I kept putting something in there. I was like, you know, this seems like it'll be good, and then it wouldn't really work, and then I didn't like it, and then I'd do it again, and I wouldn't like it, and oh, this will work for sure this time, and I don't like it. And eventually, I got this. Oops. Let's remember to put the bass line back on. Turn it on, Tobe. It's nothing special. No big deal, but it took me forever to get that far. I'm not kidding. What was I doing? I think I was sitting here watching TV, and it must have taken me an hour to do that. I wasn't actually watching TV. I am now pouring tea, though. As you probably could tell, ow, don't stretch my back in that direction. Okay, now I gotta drink tea. Oh, and it's so good, too. Right, so I have drum and bass. And I did that using my new technique of laying down four identical measures, both in the drums and the bass line, and then I overdubbed stuff in the last measure. So I overdubbed some drums and I overdubbed some bass to give it some variation. And that's, you know, a little bit different than how I'm used to working. Normally, I would just make three bars and then make one bar of the other thing, right? But no, we're doing stuff different now. Because we're teenagers in love and we're doing some engineering in Sweden. And so I decided we need to find something else for this little piece of music. We need a patch. We need some more sounds, and I came up with this. What the hell is that? You say, I know, it's awesome, right? It's like this weird woodwind sound. It's also like being overblown, so you get harmonics. And you can really emphasize that if you want. And you can do weird stuff. And this is what I was messing around with right before I went to sleep last night. Now let's listen to it and then we'll jump in here. It gets a little weird. Can I play this one-handed? We'll find out. That's what I was doing last night. Although I had it mixed slightly different. Where are we with this? Where's my bass line? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing here. I don't know what I'm doing. Let's turn this down a little bit. Okay. Now. Let's play. It's weird. This reminds me of some stuff that I was doing when I was much younger. And I kind of like it. I like getting back into that headspace. That's weird. It's creepy, spooky. Where are we going with this? See what I mean? That's fun as hell. That's great, but... Is that a lead line? Is that a ghost line? What is that? What I need to do is make this pattern now 16 bars long, but there's no easy way that I have figured out to do that yet. So, I don't know. What I need to do is stretch this out. Put this thing in here. As a really long pad. And then I'll figure out some other kind of melodic thing to go over the top. I don't know. What do I want, though? There's my bass. Here's those dorky drops again. What to do? It seems like I need to use this, doesn't it? You gotta use that for something, right? Steve Miller. And then our Koto. No, these are, yeah. Love this. And that's what I think about that. Maybe we should switch back to the Koto here. I do love this. How does this sound with our little thing that we've got going on now? Okay, what key are we in here? I don't know. Hey, don't do that, Pippa. Don't eat that. I don't know. It's not that the sound doesn't go with it, but I don't know. When I play this, I get a different vibe. This is not what I want to go with this. I need to find some soundages. I don't even know what I want. I'm clearly way too indecisive to be doing anything like this. And now Pippa wants to chew on Kitty Spaghetti. She's looking very hungrily at my analog synthesizer's patch cables. Patch cables aren't snacks for cats. No, they're not. You have your own snacks. Anyway, yeah, what are we doing? What's going on? I don't know.
Boy, are you gonna get it now.
What? Look at that greasy mess you made.
Our mom just drove up.
Give me something fast.
Slap.
Here, 409 works fast.
Yeah?
Before you start to wipe.
409 special grease dissolvers cut through grease fast.
Hurry.
409 is so effective, it starts to work before you start to wipe.
Hurry.
Hey, that shines. What have you two been up to?
Oh, shut up, 1981 mom. Nobody wants to hear it. But you know what I do want to hear? Someone we haven't heard from in a while. Let's check in with Luna Lee. What are you up to today, Luna? You got any Jefferson Airplane for us? Yeah, apparently she does. Some MIDI guitar.
know, I'm of the opinion that she needs to get some new plugins. Problem here is the silk strings. How do you distort silk strings? That's the whole thing. That distortion sound that she uses is some default plug-in thing in her DAW, and it's kind of, well, it's not as great as it could be, but I think we might have to wait, what's this? I'm seeing something on my screen. I can't read it. I can't get any closer. Is Luna Lee pregnant? Is she gonna have a baby? A baby boy? Oh, this is good news. We might be having, a baby Gayagim player being born sometime in the next 9 months. Apparently a week ago, there might have been an announcement. Well, that's just rockin' good news. Yay. Okay, so, alright, now we know. I have a feeling that Luna Lee is going to look absolutely hilarious pregnant. You know, because she's not a big girl. She's kind of little, kind of skinny. And when little girls get pregnant, they look hilarious. What are you doing, Pippa? Don't play with that cable. There was a girl who worked at the store that I go to. She doesn't work there anymore. She was like the front end manager or something. And she was really little. She was probably like 5'3" and probably weighed like 90 pounds. And, oh my God, when she was pregnant, it was hilarious. Especially when she was, you know, like, I swear to God, she was still working 3 days before she gave birth. And, you know, one of these, she was so small and skinny that she had to lean back really far to walk around to balance that huge baby. And, she, of course, she sort of had to waddle, sidestep. Oh my God, it was so funny. I just remember I've never seen anybody. I don't know what it was about her. It was just the fact that she was so little and she had such a big baby. She walked around leaning backwards. That's what Luna Lee's going to look like. Oh, okay, so I guess it's happy baby news announcement day on dubious baby committee. This isn't dubious baby committee. This is the dubious goals committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on and on radio. So tune in tomorrow and each and every day after that to find out if we ever find any marmots. Or any more golf balls. Because it's going to get warmer. I hope it rains today so we can get some more rain. Mushrooms are coming. Mushroom season is shaping up. I am paying attention to it. Maybe we'll play some synth synthesizer tomorrow, too. Maybe we'll look for golf balls. I need some better weather so I can go outside and play. And now I have to eat, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.